This is Belle Deacon from Grayling, translation of the story The Two Girls and the Crow Men. She also tells the story The Old Lady and the Fox and How the White Fox Became Red. She tells these stories in both in Gaelic and English. It is April 16th, 1973.
Once upon a time, there was two girls living together alone. They don't know where they came from, but they just find out themselves they're living together, cousins. And they don't even have boat, nothing. They were small, but they do everything for themselves. They just make fish net, and then they put it out in summertime with stick. That's because they don't even have boat. And they don't even eat meat or nothing because they don't know how to get it. But they get lots of berries in the fall time, and rose hips and salmon berries, blackberries, red berries. They pick for the winter, enough for the winter to get by with. Once in a great while, they make Indian ice cream for themselves. But mostly they eat mostly this dry fish, and they boil it, and they eat even the bone. They never waste nothing, because they don't know where they'll get some again. They were thinking to themselves. When they come in, they do hand work. They make fish net, and they make boots for themselves. And when they get tired, they tell each other, let's walk around outdoors and on the beach and lift some wood again. So they keep doing that way, year around. In summertime, they see some things out there. Maybe they see ducks, but they don't know it was something to eat. You know, they don't know what it's for. And they just play around. And they had little cache made out of grass. Grass cache. And they keep those berries and things like that. And they make nice mat for themselves. And they, both of them, they sleep near each other. They just have good time when it's bum weather. They stay in the house and talking and laughing with each other. They don't even get sick, nothing. They don't even know how to be sick. And one time, after they grow up, they live there all the time. I wonder if there's anybody in the world living beside us, they were saying. Must be this one girl say, must be. This is a big world. We cannot only one living in this world. Maybe somebody in the world, but we don't know, she said. We don't want nobody around anyway. We're not used to people. We don't want nobody, they say. Then they were just pretty big girls and already growing up. They made ice cream and they cook fish and everything. And it was kind of there. So they stay in the house. And all at once they just start to hear somebody walking. And they just grab each other. I'm afraid. Who's that, they say? This animal or what? All at once, somebody just went to the door and just started hit its boots clean for snow. And all at once, little black man, dark complexion man, skinny man came in. They look at him, they put down, he went across. He told him, hello. I came from up the river, he say. I've been walking lots looking for girls like you to marry, and I've been walking lots, he say. And they say, we don't want nobody. You better go right away. We don't want nobody. No, he said, I'm going to stay here. You fellas live poor, and you're going to have lots of meat now, because I'm going marry both of you. You're going to be two of you going to be my wife. No, they say, we don't want that. We don't want no man to live with us, because we're used to staying together, only two girls. And we're doing fine, they say. And they cook and they give him a little bit. You eat that one and you go. I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay here because I'm going to marry both of you, he told him. So he stayed there. And they wanted to go to bed, but they didn't know what to do. At last they got so sleepy they went to bed. And this man just came in between them. They started to fight him. They just started hit him. They box him all up. They tell him, go, we don't want you. We don't want you. You got no business to do that to us. We don't want you. You just go. No, he said. I've been walking long ways from way up there, looking for girls to marry. It's what I came for. There's no way for you girls to chase me away because I'm going to have you two girls. So they let him. Early in the morning he'd get up and he went. And towards evening he came back with a big pack sack full of meat. Fat cow brought to them. He told them not to eat fish no more. Eat that meat because people has lived on fish too long. They didn't want to cook it. But he got up and he put it in the pot and he cooked it and he told them to eat it. My wife, he tell them, they just turn around away from him. We don't like you. We don't want to eat with you. You eat by yourself. We don't want you. And when they go, they say, oh my, we don't know what to do. How to get rid of him. Do you think we'll run away from him some way? I don't know which way we'll go. He'll follow our track again. Let's wait till it's stormy and foggy and then we'll start off, they say. And it was kind of early in the fall. Big storm came up. It was just blowing snow and just big wind and foggy. And he went out. As soon as he went out, they just put their sack full of food and their blanket and everything. They went down on the river and they went down the river. And there was a gulch in there. They went up on there. And they clamped there. You couldn't see their trail. No way. No place. It just, as soon as they just, it just covered up. So they went long ways and then they camp under the tree. There was a big branches tree. They camp under there and they put branches in there and they make a little fire and they eat and they went to sleep. And before daylight they start again. It was just stormy. They don't know where they are. They were saying to each other, cousin, it's all right if we die because we don't like that. We don't like that man. We don't want to live with him. I hate him, they were saying to each other. Sure. It's better off for us to be dead in the woods than to live with a person that we don't want, they say. And they went again. For about 4 days, it was just bum weather. Just walking, walking. They were just all in. They don't even have new shoes and they go in deep snow. They had the boots made out of fishkin boots and they bought them, they started wearing it up, but they patch it up again and they go again. And the sack what they took along for lunch, it was getting empty. Well, this food, it's empty. Then we'll go under a tree and we'll just die in there, just starve in there. And that's the way we'll be gone, they say, to each other. It would be nice, they say, we just don't want to live with that man who we don't want because he looks too bum and too dark. And dark complexion. We don't like no dark complexion man. They were saying to each other. All at once, it just, they woke up. It was a beautiful day. Just clear. They don't know where they are. They were amongst the big hills because they walked day in, day out. And this one girl said, let's walk this way. This way to the, on this hill. Look like it's nice walking. It's not much snow, she said. So they started walking. Okay, she said, let's walk that way. And they were just going to the end of that place, you see track in there. Oh my, they said, there's somebody's track. Somebody been walking on. Could it be that man that we don't want and we want away? I wonder it's him, they were saying. He'll bring us back again, they were saying. I hope not, she said, this one girl. And they went on the end of it. They look this way. My, they see one igloo house down there. Two or three cache, which is big cache right near it too. And all kinds of fur hang outdoors. Beautiful place. They went down to it. And they went to the door and they hit their feet with fur snow and after they went in. As they went inside, nice old lady was sitting there. Oh my, she said, what a beautiful girl. Where you come from? She told them, we get lost in the woods and that's how we walk around. And we came this way. We never knew there was anybody living beside us, they were saying. They don't even tell him that they went away from some kind of crow man. They never say like that. Stay on the other side. On the other side, and I'm going to cook for you. And back there was a nice big blanket rolled up with caribou skin with a grass mat under it. Beautiful mat was. They were looking at that, and I wonder what's that, they were thinking. And pretty soon towards evening, they hear somebody, they see somebody put the pack sack through the hole on the igloo place, and his mama got it. I got it, she said. So he came to the door and cleaned his feet, and he came in. My, what a beautiful boy came in, just handsome boy. He had squirrel skin parka about this long.
Above his knees.
Above his knee, and just around here was wolverine. Big wolf ruff. And wolf boots. Wolf this way, and the feet was caribou skin. My. They just couldn't even keep their eyes away from him. They look at him so much. He was so handsome and beautiful. And tall person. My. You cook for them, Mom? He told them. Yes, yeah, she said, I'm cooking for all of us. But we were waiting for you to come back. That's why we never eat yet, she said. She says she gives some to her son. Tell him to eat, and then she gives the two girls to eat. But they were so ashamed of that boy, they couldn't hardly eat. Little bit they just put in their mouth while they do this way. They even keep their hands in front of their face because they don't want that boy to look at them. They will think maybe they're not good enough for that boy. They never even say they ran away from that dark man. Then in 2 days, his mother said, we wouldn't let these two girls go away. Maybe you're going to marry them because I'm getting tired in cooking for you and do handwork, sewing for you. Now they'll take my place and they'll sew things for you and everything, she told him, his son. And his son said, that will be nice. And if the girls want it only, he say, because we cannot force them. Then this old lady told him, you want to live with us, live with my son, and Mary? We'll be glad to, they say. They wanted him because he looked so good. So he married both of them. He bring two big sack and they start to live just happy. The old lady tried to work. They just take the work away from her and they just do all the work. Shovel the snow around the house and everything. And they just live all winter. They're so... And they never try to tell this old lady and that boy what this man they ran away from. They never say. And he goes every day to his traps and everything. And one day he went in there. And this crow man was just coming to him, crying. You see, my sisters, I lost my sisters. My sisters, they get lost in the woods. Do you see them? Oh, he say, those the girls that came to our place. And what you done to them? I married them, he say. Those two, it's my sister. And I'm glad you married them anyway, he said to him. And he had a long spar, just like with the iron, some kind of a bone that they poke a caribou with. They kill caribou with it. Some kind of a stick. He told that man, go ahead of me and I'll walk behind. I want to see my sisters pretty bad, he said. And he started walking. As soon as he started to walk ahead of him, he just poked him right in his lung. Just kill him. He just fell over. You marry my wife, he said, and he just killed him. And he went down there and he just killed that old lady too. Those two girls, they were just screaming. They grabbed stick and they club him. You shouldn't do that to them. We don't want you. We wouldn't live with him even you do that for us. No, I was the first one to marry you for us. We're going to go back to our place and we're going to live happily after all. And then they got that man, they drag him down and they put him that eagle horse mother and they put lots of stuff and they burned up and then they went again to their old place. But they were just really against him for that. And that's the end. They don't want to live with him after that. If they only told him, they said that he wouldn't let him, that man kill him because he'll prepare for him too. But the girls, I don't know why they wouldn't. They were just shame, I guess. Yeah, there was an old lady live alone. She had an igloo house. She lives there winter and summer and walk to by herself and do lots of work for herself. But she's getting old, but she's very light.
Yeah, That's the end.
Now can you tell me what it is?
That's the old woman and the fox. The old woman lives by herself year round and make living for herself. And she's very clean old lady. She just clean up her place all the time. And once in a while she wash her head and she take a bath and comb her hair and she go down the beach and walk around, you know. She make up herself so clean and just, she looks so light to herself. And one time in the fall time, she went down again.
And the ice was running water, and she packed it up. And then she go to bed again. She listen around for something, and but she don't hear nothing. And after that, she woke up. The river side stream was froze over, and there was lots of ice sticking up. And she was still going for before. It was kind of light. She went down. All at once, she heard somebody right behind her. Grandmother, you should kill me for your blanket. Somebody tell him. She looked around there. My, it was Fox. And Fox, this Fox was talking to her. Grab a little stick and club me and I'll be your blanket. I want to be your blanket because your blanket is no good. Mm. The old lady, she just started to look around for a stick and just got stick and just started to try to club. And she just hit it and Fox just jerked him a different way and she just clubbed him and she fell. She just fall down and everything. But she wouldn't give up. She just tried to keep on clubbing that fox because she wanted that skin so bad. And it was just all pure white fox. Mm. Once she, the old lady was starting to get tired, look like. And all at once that fox just ran across the creek. Mm. The old lady ran after it. And her boat string untied. She didn't even know it was untied. And the fox just jumped from way out there. She just jumped on top of that bank, cut bank. And the old lady from way where the fox jumped, she jumped and she just flew up in the air. And she just jumped on the bank right after the fox with a stick. She didn't even know her boots is untied. In the woods she went, and there was a big spruce tree, dried up one, this limb is sticking out. Fox just jumped right over that tree. She started to jump over that tree. Her boots string got tangled up with those one limbs, and she just, it just poked right in the stomach and just killed herself. And all around the under that tree was just covered up with blood. Just poor. Fox started to laugh. That's what I want you to do. I want you to kill yourself for me. That's why I said that I want to be your blanket. Because I don't want to be white fox. I want to be red fox. He started to roll in that blood. Only on the end of his tail, about this much, it's white, a little bit white around here. And he make himself just red fox. That's the way I'm going to be from generation after this. That's what I want, he said. And he turned into red fox. That's the one, that's old lady.